people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, a moment where we can sit back, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those and create some own ideas or talking points for ourselves and go out and share them with the world. Or maybe just sit and stew on them. I don't know. So 'tis the season. I'm recording this on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to you all. Santa bring you everything that you wanted this year. I'm still waiting to open my Christmas gifts. Christmas time is a busy time of year for most people. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you're out there celebrating. And again, yeah, it gets pretty chaotic. Everybody's got to get those Christmas gifts. Everybody's got to make sure their kid or their family member has the latest and greatest gadget or gizmo or whatever. And time of spending time with family, getting together. I was recalling the other day about when I was younger, much, much younger, that my extended family would gather at my grandfather's house. And again, because I was younger, the family was significantly smaller, so only like 20 people showing up at one small house, celebrating together, getting together, hanging out, go on the local hayride through the neighborhood. That was always something else. Grew up really appreciating that family tie of Christmas every year. Every year going to Grandpa's house, everybody getting to open up a present. Grandpa would hand make some wooden toys for the slightly older kids. You wait until you're in your teens and he'd make you something fun. That was pretty cool. But then as I got older, I kind of got disillusioned with the thought of Christmas. I don't know if it's come across before, but I see it as a very materialistic time. Almost too materialistic nowadays, with Amazon being as powerful as it was. I was looking for my favorite Die Hard movie, or my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard, and popped into Amazon just to see what it was going to cost me to rent it, as much as I hate that company. And what was that, Saturday or Sunday night? Saturday night. And they said 2 more days of free Prime shipping. And they're really out there trying to get that last minute dollar, kind of getting everybody to jump on that bandwagon. Get the gifts you really, really, really want. Give us money. I kind of sit there and go, how many people really wait until the last minute to get gifts? It's always a thing. It's always been a thing. I don't think it's going to not be a thing. And again, it kind of gets difficult when there's quite the variety out there. You get kind of stereotypical and you think about back in the day and, you could get a house phone with landline. There are only 2 types of phones, the black phone or the princess phone. That's all you got. Maybe you got records or cassette tapes or CDs. Those aren't much of a thing anymore. Dolls are still a thing. G.I. Joe's, I'm sure, as well. And get stuff like that for the little kids. And you definitely have the increase in mind growth toys for the younger ones. That's definitely been an improvement over the years. How many of those things last for only 6 months, though? At what point can we start investing in something that maybe lasts 2 years worth of time? The classic Christmas gift joke of a pair of socks. Everybody loves getting socks. Remember being a kid and getting bent out of shape pants, a shirt. What a waste of a Christmas gift. You can get me this during the regular time of the year. But it was an easy time for my parents to get me something that I probably did need. Something, go to church in or something. Remember the magical time when I opened up the Super Nintendo Entertainment System? That was something else. Definitely didn't grow up in the richest of households, but there's my example of myself opening something to keep up with the Joneses. It's probably 10 or so at the time, somewhere in that age range. Remember getting the original Star Wars 3-pack on cassette? That was something else. Not the remastered kind, the original ones, unadulterated. I guess I've kind of bounce back and forth. But again, that was then. This is now. Still kind of, because every now, you know, video game consoles haven't changed in price that much. So, I mean, that's the same. But now we live in a world of technology where, again, CDs and vinyls are making a comeback, but CDs are gone. Physical media is gone by the wayside in the grand scheme of things. It may be different where you live with your family or who you know. There's absolutely nothing wrong. And you do you. You ask for what you want, what's going to fit your life best. It's kind of hard to wrap a MP3 of something for someone. But it's always the spirit of giving as well. A lot of people are thinking about me, 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 me. We kind of should be, in my opinion, thinking about who we can help, who we can improve. And I've tried to do that this past couple weeks, trying to pay it forward just a little bit. I've been working over 60 hours a week for the past couple weeks, and I tried recording the other day, and my brain was just fried. So this is the first day I'm able to record with something with somewhat of a free or clearish mind. But in addition to working 60 hours a week, two different times within the past 2 weeks, my car has broken down. I've had to call the tow truck, and it's just not the time when I don't have personal time, because my work-life balance is completely out of whack, as I'm sure most other people are. Kind of becomes a struggle to focus on yourself or be able to focus forward. But both times, we're talking to the tow truck drivers and the AAA people. It's, hey, Merry Christmas when you get there. You know, I wish you luck. I wish you the best of luck and happy holidays. Do my best to be cheerful and, you know, not here to ruin their day. I know it's tough on them. It's tough on everybody. In addition to everybody, again, just being in that rush, that holiday rush to make things all right and all cheerful and perfect. Everybody's in a hurry. You got to get to grandma's Christmas dinner. So they start speeding. I've seen my fair collection of chaotic drivers this past week, especially just getting cut off. And especially the other day, getting a ride home from the tow truck driver got cut off. Some guy passing us on a two-lane road and kind of cut it close with the car coming the other way. You're not going to make it to grandma's dinner if you're stuck in the hospital or if you're stuck being pulled over. And that's not something we want. We don't want the Christmas gift from the local police or the local courts giving us speeding tickets or drunk driving tickets. And not to be on a pedestal, not to be on a soapbox, but I will ask that you drive careful this time of year. Actually, around any holiday. I tend to refuse to go places on major holidays because that seems to be the best time for the police to go out and give those magical tickets, take away all your extra holiday funds, ruin your holiday cheer for whatever holiday it is. I will ask that if you're going to drink, don't drive. If you're going to be the DD, stand your ground. Be the designated driver. Yeah, you'll have to deal with some drunk people. Can be fun, can be a pain. But if everybody can arrive home safe, everybody's happier at the end of the day. And I remember seeing, just to bounce around again a little bit more, watching, I don't know what I was watching the other day, but it was Christmas-based. And people were walking out of the store with wrapped gifts. It's not something we see anymore. Everybody has become proficient in wrapping their own gifts. I know my mom worked at some box store like JCPenney or something like that for a Christmas season, wrapping gifts for people, getting pretty professional at it. You always see the people in the movies and whatnot just walking down the road, got an arm full of gifts. And I thought that was pretty cool. It kind of really showed the spirit of the things. But my, how times have changed. Even if movies and TV are not a direct representation of the times, there's still something about it. I know that's different. Everybody out there just walking, taking their time. No huge rush. I mean, you didn't have anywhere to be. You didn't have someone paging you on a pager even. Just no cell phones. And you got there when you got there. What can we gain from maybe taking a moment and slowing down? Offering again that little bit of Christmas cheer or holiday cheer to the next person. And this time of year again is still kind of a heavy time of year. You sit there and again worry about getting bills paid, buying gifts for everybody. I'd ask that you don't overextend yourself, but that's not possible in this time, day, and age. I know that for sure. And there's a lot of us who don't who work hard to make ends meet, and there's a lot of us that work extra hard come January to cover those credit card bills. I'm pretty sure that December is the time that most credit is racked up. Not a big fan of taking the first month out of my year paying off the Christmas gifts of this last year. Another reason to buy early, not wait for those Christmas sales. Just get it over with and really hope that the person you bought the gift for doesn't buy the same thing or a duplicate or something very similar. But in this time of working hard and keeping up with the Joneses, dealing with family, sometimes you got family you love dealing with and sometimes they're not the people you want to deal with. It's stressful on not just you, but everybody else. Time of good times, but it's not always happy times for everybody. There was a Twitter post the other day that, you know, it's a hard time of year for a lot of folks. They posted the National Suicide Prevention Line, 1-800-273-8255. I can tell you that no matter what you feel, people will miss you. You will. There's always someone that you've touched in some way, shape, or form that you have improved their lives. You will be missed. Doing something to remove the pain, so to speak, not always the best answer. Life goes on. It's a tough time, I know. I can promise you. But want that holiday cheer. Remember, if you can't, don't break yourself. Right? You need to be able to work within your limits to be able to support yourself, support your family, keep on plugging along. And New Year's right around the corner. New, fresh step into that, whatever you want to call it. A new decade is upon us. But I'll talk about New Year's resolutions next week. Just want to drop in, touch base, say hey. I know it's a little bit after the fact on the holidays, but it's all good. You know, again, I'm not important. I'm not an important podcast. I'm just here to have fun. Here to fill some time, drop in some extra ideas, see if we can't get those gears rolling. I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. Got a website, billybones.com. You go there, you find past episodes of the podcast. You can email me. You can join the Discord server. Hop in on that conversation. Let me know pluses or minuses. Maybe you got something to add. If you feel like it, I'd appreciate maybe a review on iTunes or whatever you're listening to. Let people know that whether or not it's a good or bad podcast. And I'll take some tips from there too. And hopefully this hasn't been too bad of a ramble. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And if you had, I run on the value for value model. If you found any value, I'd appreciate some in return. The immediate way of value I find would be just giving the show a share. But if you felt it was worth a dollar or two or whatever it's worth, whatever your time is worth, you go to the website, you scroll all the way down, you click the value for value button, it'll take you to PayPal, and feel free to donate, but you're not required. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Love you guys.